Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, if you would, to the book of James. James chapter 1. My grandmother, Sister Lena Pearl Moore, of the First Pentecostal Church there where I grew up, she had two major healings in her life wherein she would have died had she not been healed. One of them, she had cancer on her hand, and this would have been back in the, I guess this would have been in the 30s, and there weren't treatments like there are now, and they're country people way out in the sticks, and she's praying, they're believers, believing the Holy Spirit, believing healing, and she told my granddad, if y'all can get me to Brother Busby's meetings, which was like 2 hours away, I'll say 2 hours away today. Back then, on dirt roads and those old cars, it was a hard, in the wintertime, muddy, it was a hard journey and cold. She said, if y'all can get me to that meeting, I'll be healed. So, they borrowed a car. Cars back then weren't what they are now. Rough, hard, slow. And they put her in the back. And they jostled her. And they shook her for better part of a day. But they got to the meeting. Somebody say they got to the meeting. Hallelujah. And she's sick. Cancerous, and showed up there, had to wait, finally, in the healing line. So Brother Busby got there. She said when he stepped up to her, they were encompassed in light.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God. Said she couldn't see anything but light and him and her. And she said there were angels standing all around him. She left that place completely healed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I've seen case after case of people that were in Brother Oral Roberts' healing meetings and many of the other healing evangelists of the time, and the outstanding testimonies that you see were people that couldn't walk that brought their shoes. They bought a new pair of shoes and they brought them. They weren't just talking. They believed it so much. They went to the great effort and length to get there. They made preparation. They spent money. Why? You don't do that unless you believe something. You won't do that unless you're really expecting something. That's why it said Jesus saw their faith. Real faith, you can see. You can see the proof of it. James 2:14 says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? Now this is King James, and that one word, works, has caused difficulty for a lot of people. Because when people hear that word, they associate it with the works of the law. And he's not talking about that. At all. He's not talking about the works of the law or the works of keeping the law. He's not talking about that at all. And yes, this is written to Christians. You might say, well, the first chapter said to the 12 tribes. Yeah, I know, because he and Peter and other ones were sent to minister to the Jews for converts and to build up the believers. Whereas Paul and others were sent to the Gentiles. But look at the beginning of chapter 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. You don't talk to non-believers like this. This is to believers, Jewish believers and others, but believers. And in verse 14, he said, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works, can faith save him? The word works is also the same Greek word in the same New Testament is translated deeds. Deeds. Or we would say doings. What you do. It helps me to replace the word works with that phrase. Got nothing to do with the works of the law. Let me read it like that. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith, but doesn't do anything? Can you see that?
Yes.
Can that faith save him? No, that's not real faith. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give him not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it doesn't do anything, is dead, being alone. Can you see this? Faith, if it's all talk and doesn't do anything, is not real faith. It's what the Bible calls dead faith. Well, that's a false faith. That's not real living faith. He gives an example. If you say, I believe in your needs being met. I believe in your needs being met. But you've got ability and the Lord deals with you to sow and give and you don't give, but you say you believe it. That's not faith. Empty talk. Somebody said out loud, I'm not just a talker. I'm a doer. I have real faith. I'm not all talk. I'm not empty talk. I'm a doer of the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are many talkers. Oh, my word. Folks that will talk your ear off. Oh, they'll quote scriptures. They'll talk about their experiences and how long they prayed and how much they confessed. And when it comes time to do something, they got to go home. So there's no real faith there. It's just all talk. How many know if you really believe in praying, there comes a time we need to quit talk about praying and pray. Is that right? If you really believe in giving, there comes a time when you quit talking about giving and give. Don't just talk about walking in love. Walk in love. Right? Many have thought all there was to being a Christian is come to church once in a while, if you want to, listen and go, amen, I went. And go, no. Everything we hear from the Word of God, we need to be thinking, how's that going to change my life now? How do I implement that? What do I need to stop? What do I need to start? What do I need to change? How do I do this? Elsewise, there's no real faith. He keeps going. He said, faith, verse 17, if it doesn't do anything, it's dead, being alone. A man may say, you have faith, I have doing. Show me your faith without doing anything, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. Can faith be seen?
Yes.
Can faith be shown?
Yes.
He said, show me your faith without doing anything. What's the answer to that? You can't. There's no real faith. He said, I will show you my faith by what I do. It's kind of like jumping off the diving board when you're a little kid. Daddy or mama's in the pool. Not that far, but to you it looks like a long ways. Never done it before. Daddy says, jump. You go, wait. And if you're a faith child, you can say, Daddy, I believe in you. I believe you love me. I believe if you say you'll catch me, you will catch me. So jump. Daddy, I believe. I believe you're faithful. And I trust you. And I'm just going to quote some more scriptures. Daddy says, jump. Daddy, I trust you. Okay, show it. Jump. Daddy, I believe. I really do. Do you? If you won't do anything but talk, what's reality? You don't believe. Faith can be seen. Faith can be shown. You don't have to talk a bunch. Just jump. Right? And everybody knows. He went on to say, was not Abraham, our father, justified? Now, some people thought they had trouble because it says, by works. He wasn't justified by the works of the flesh. He wasn't justified by keeping the works of the law. The very passage says, the very next verse, said Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. His faith made him right in the eyes of God. His faith justified him, not the works of the law. Is everybody clear? He's not talking about the works of the law in this passage at all. What's he talking about though? The fact that real faith is accompanied by action every time. Abraham, our father, was justified by faith, yes, but also his faith was evidenced by what he did. When he offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar. You talk about an act of faith. Hebrews says Abraham was convinced that if he did sacrifice the boy, God would have to raise him from the dead. He was believing for the resurrection. You talk about faith. Verse 22, seest thou how faith wrought, or the Greek says worked together with what he did. Faith worked together with what he did, and by what he did was faith made perfect. That word perfect means to bring to an end by completion. Hearing faith, believing you receive, is the beginning of faith. But you've got to stay with it. The completion of faith is acting on what you say you believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.